Some 1,000 Marines are leaving southern Iraq today. They'll be replaced by a contingent of Dutch soldiers. The Dutch center-right government sees the deployment as a way to thank the United States for its help in liberating the Netherlands during World War II. But some opposition parties suspect it's also about winning big business contracts. Gregory Crouch reports from The Hague.
Laatste Nederlandse militairen trekken Irak binnen bij hitte en zandstorm.
The evening news reports here about the rising U.S. death toll in Iraq have Marijke van der Geest worried and weary. Her 18-year-old son Matthijs just got to Iraq. Today he replaces an American soldier going home.
I said, well, don't be afraid just to pull the trigger, but just do it. It's your job. Don't ever think your mother will condemn you for that. However you come back, dead or wounded, we support you, whatever happens.
The Netherlands has stationed 1,100 troops in the Shiite province of Al-Mutana. They are guarding police stations and transport lines. The Dutch government is optimistic that its forces will stay off the firing line. Marine Lieutenant Colonel Dick Zweigman is the commander of the Dutch forces.
This district has been relatively peaceful. That is not a guarantee that nothing will happen in this district. There are elements here who would like to see the coalition forces move out of Iraq as soon as possible.
Just to be on the safe side, the Dutch are distinguishing themselves from the Americans. They've passed out posters making sure the locals know they are Dutch peacekeepers and not U.S. soldiers. The Dutch say the Bush administration first approached them a couple of months ago about sending troops to Iraq. Henk Kamp is defense minister.
The Americans are our friends. They helped us in the Second World War. And now they are helping the people in Iraq. And for us, it's natural to work together.
Hans van Heineking is a foreign policy wonk for the socialists. He says the Dutch deployment is really just a bid for big business contracts. Shell, one of the world's largest oil companies, is a British-Dutch consortium.
It has to do with economic interests. Holland is one of the biggest investors in the United States.
The Dutch defense minister welcomes any business, but denies that is the motivation behind the deployment.
If there's a possibility to do business in Iraq, we want to do that business. But that's not the reason to go to Iraq. The reason to go to Iraq is to help the people in Iraq.
Parliamentary debate here focused less on the motives behind the mission and more on how to avoid a repeat of a very painful episode in the military's history. Dutch peacekeepers failed to prevent the slaughter of thousands of Muslim men and boys in the Bosnian town of Srebrenica in 1995. One of the reasons why is that Dutch peacekeepers weren't properly armed. Lieutenant Colonel Zweigman said that has changed, ticking off a list of his arsenal.
Heavy machine guns, armored vehicles, mortars, anti-tank weapons. We brought the equipment, the weapons, and the vehicles as if we were going to war.
Should they find themselves in an ambush, they're guaranteed American air cover within 15 minutes. Everyone here is hoping that won't happen, but mothers like Marijke van der Geest don't like what they are seeing on television.
Right now, my fear is that it gets a kind of guerrilla war. I don't want to have a second Vietnam.
The Netherlands says it doesn't have an exit strategy, but it does have a timetable, and it's in months, not years. For NPR News, I'm Gregory Crouch in The Hague.